Every year on the first Sunday of Lent, we always hear this gospel, the story of Jesus' temptation in the desert by the devil. And so each year on this Sunday, it gives us the opportunity to reflect on the whole concept of temptation. How Jesus stood strong in the face of temptation. But yet we know in our own human experience how often we succumb to temptation. Why can't I keep the commandments? Why can't I do it? There's only 10 of them. Just do it. Just keep the commandments. Why can't I just do it on my own strength? Why do I fall into temptation? It's because I am broken. Our human nature is fallen. One of the effects of the original sin, the first sin of our parents, Adam and Eve, was that human nature became wounded. And thus we are so much more susceptible to temptation now. All of us were conceived with that stain of original sin on our souls. And even after baptism, even after that stain is washed away, we still deal with the effects of our fallen human nature. What does this mean when we talk about our fallen human nature? How are we broken specifically as human beings? You see, sin has clouded our reason. It has weakened our will. And it's disordered our passions. What does that mean? First of all, our reason. Sin has clouded our reason. Reason is the power that every human being has to come to know the truth, to come to know things, what's true, what's good, what's beautiful. And sin has clouded our ability to do that so that we don't always think correctly. Anyone spent any time driving in rush hour traffic in a big city, you know very quickly how clouded human reason is. What is this guy thinking? To me, one of the clearest examples of clouded reason in our society today is people who support abortion. And they use this ridiculous argument that that thing inside the womb is just a clump of cells. It's not a human person. Only when it's born does it become a human person. It's like, what? So you're telling me 10 minutes before the child's born, it's not a human person, but then 10 minutes after it is? That doesn't make any sense. That's not using right reason. So sin has clouded our ability sometimes to come to know what is true, what is good. Secondly, our wills are weakened. The will is the power that we have as human beings to choose. It's our freedom. Some people will argue that if all we did was just teach people what's true, what's good, then everything would be fine. But we know that's not the case. Because I can still know what's right, I can know what's good, but in the moment of temptation, my will is weak, and I fail to choose it sometimes. Great example of a weakened will. I'm a 17-year-old kid. My mom says, be home at 11:30 on Friday night. I say, okay. I'm out with my friends, doing whatever, hanging out at somebody's house. I look at my watch, 11:15. I know it takes about 10 minutes to drive home. And so now I come to the moment of choice. What do I do? Do I get in my car and drive home and obey my parents? Or do I stay and hang out with my friends? And that's where the will can be weak in that moment. And that temptation, they're probably already asleep. They won't hear me sneaking in at 1 a.m. I'll stay and hang out with my friends. The will was weak in the moment of choice to choose what's good, what's right. Sin has clouded our reason. It's weakened our will. And lastly, it's disordered our passions. What are our passions? Our passions are our desires for physical pleasure, the pleasures of the body. So our desires for food, drink, sexual pleasure, rest, comfort, shelter, all these things are, and all of them are good things in and of themselves, and they're good when they're ordered according to God's will. However, sin has disordered my desire for these physical comforts, these physical pleasures. For example, when I get a brand new carton of double stuffed Oreos, and I rip open that top plastic, right reason says, just have one or two. That would be ordered. But you see, my passions are disordered. And I say, I don't want just one or two. I want the whole sleeve. Because I'm broken. Again, my passion for sleep, for rest, I just want to sleep in every single day and just be a lazy bum and watch Netflix on the couch all day. Again, disordered passion. So all the church's teachings about sexuality fall under here to help order sexual desire according to God's plan in the context of marriage. So our passions have been disordered by sin. My reason is clouded, my will is weak, and my passions are disordered. And this is why, when temptation comes, I'm weak. And sometimes I give in, and I sin, and I break a commandment. Have a good day. No, of course not. That can't be the end, right? This is where the good news becomes good news. This is why Jesus came, because I have a fallen human nature and I need to be rescued from my sin. Jesus came to transform the human person through his death and resurrection. He now offers us his life in the sacrament of baptism. My fallen human nature is meant to die on the cross with Jesus so that I may rise to this new life, the new life of Christ in me. And the good thing about Christ's life, about Jesus, his human nature is not fallen. He's perfect. And the whole point of growing in holiness, our spiritual lives, is that that fallen side of me would continue to shrivel up and die, and the life of Christ, the risen life of Christ, would grow and grow and grow in me. How does that happen? How do we do that? How do we grow in holiness? On Ash Wednesday, we heard that gospel we hear every day. We hear about those three penitential practices: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These are the three antidotes to the fallen human nature. Almsgiving and fasting help strengthen our will and reorder our passions. How so? You see, when I fast, I give up something that's good. Side note, you don't fast from evil. You don't fast from sin. We always strive to give up sin. This is random, but like 20 years ago, there was this really stupid movie. It was called 40 Days and 40 Nights. It was about this guy who gave up sexual immorality for Lent. I mean, no! We always give up sin. You don't give up sin for Lent. You always give that up, right? We fast from what is good. Because if I willingly say yes to everything that is good, I'm often going to easily say yes to things that are not good. But when I fast from things that are good in and of themselves, it strengthens my will. Because if I can say no to something that's good, when the moment of temptation comes, then I'm stronger to say no to that which is evil, that which is wrong. Same thing with almsgiving too. Almsgiving is about giving up things, giving up my money, giving up my time. What does my disordered passions want me to do? Why do I like money? Because money makes my life comfortable. I can get more of the comforts of life because I have more money. No, almsgiving says give up some of that money. Be generous with the church. Be generous with the poor. Make a little sacrifice there to reorder your passion for just so much comfort and pleasure. Also, I'm almsgiving. It's all about my time. I give of my time. Instead of being lazy, I get up, I serve, I do, I volunteer. I give of myself. Again, helps reorder my passion and strengthen my will. Fasting and almsgiving help that two areas. And then there's the reason, the intellect, and that's where prayer comes in. Prayer helps to sharpen our intellect. As I spend time in prayer and I fill my mind with the things of God, as I study the scriptures, as I study our faith, my mind is enlightened with the truth, and I come to know what is good and true and beautiful. Why can't we do it as human beings? Why can't we just keep the commandments? Why do we sometimes worship false gods or use the Lord's name in vain? Use a bad language? Why do we sometimes miss Mass on Sunday and not worship God appropriately? Why do we sometimes not honor our mother and father and those in right authority over us? Why do we kill each other? Why do we hate each other sometimes? Why do we gossip? Why do we cheat on each other? Why do people commit adultery, look at pornography, do impure acts? Why do people lie, cheat, and steal, and covet, and are gluttonous and greedy? Why do we do all these things? Because we're fallen creatures. Our human nature is broken. But thanks be to God that He sent His Son to save me, to rescue me, and to redeem me, and to transform my fallen human nature by the power of His grace that comes to us through prayer, through fasting, and almsgiving. And especially some of the greatest prayers ever, through the sacraments. Every time I worthily receive Holy Communion, and every time I go to confession, those two sacraments that are meant to be there all throughout our lives, those sacraments also continue this process of sanctification and strengthening our fallen human nature. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for that grace. Let's come before the Lord Jesus, who is so compassionate and so merciful. He knows that we're wounded. He knows we're broken. That's why He's so merciful to us. Let's bring ourselves to Him and say, Lord, by the power of Your grace, through prayer, through fasting, through almsgiving, through the sacraments, may You strengthen, may You sharpen my intellect, sharpen my reason, strengthen my will, reorder my passions, so that when the moment of temptation comes, I can be like You. I can be like You, Jesus, and say, no.